FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Later in the show we'll be hearing how the women's team got on in their league match with Durham Sestria, but before that it's to the Phoenix Trophy, and on Saturday FC United welcomed Polish side AKSV to Broadhurst Park. And ahead of the match, Ben caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds to hear about the mood in camp shortly before kickoff.
Welcome everyone to another exciting edition of FC Live. It's a Phoenix Trophy special, and pre-match we're joined by FC United manager Neil Reynolds. Neil, what's your mood heading into this game back in the Phoenix Trophy?
I'm excited, Ben. You know, I woke up this morning, well, I thought about it all week, you know, leading the team into Europe, you know, following on from the Poland away trip, and now welcoming back today. A really good atmosphere around, you know, there's a feel good factor around the club, and you know, it's one of pride, to be honest. I'm studying now, looking forward to 3 o'clock, knowing we've got a lot of work to do between now and quarter to five, but immensely proud and definitely proud of what the competition stands for.
And obviously, after last week as well, it's a bit of a break from league competition as well, isn't it? So we have one eye on what's going on elsewhere, or is it purely on this today?
I mean, I've not slept since last week, Ben. I mean, every time I close my eyes, I can see the assistant manager's eyes, you know, in mine. I don't know what was wrong with him. I hope he's calmed down. But no, listen, of course we'll have one eye on the results around us. You know, that's going to be norm. We've got to get ready for Nantwich next week. But this is a big game for us, and it's not a friendly in my eyes. It's a cup competition that we want to win. Yes, the competition's about a friendly football club, but we want to win, and we want to get to training, and we want to look forward to Nantwich. But we do need, or do require, a few favours between you know, 3 o'clock and quarter to five this afternoon.
How's the squad looking? As everyone come out of the treatment room, yeah, in preparation for this.
Yeah, everyone's strong. You know, we're fully fit. Curtis Jones is back. Donnie Hughes back. You know, and maybe when we went out to Poland, we were probably three quarters of a strength side. Today, we're full strength. You know, I'm giving people minutes that haven't had minutes. You know, the likes of Taylor will play and Duckworth will play. But it's still a really strong side for me. And, you know, the important thing is to win the game, score a few goals. And then more importantly, you know, after the game, really celebrate the occasion with both sets of fans.
And after this, we'll be having the home and away with Brera and Milan. Like you say, you want to win this trophy, so you know, you got to put a statement down, haven't we, this afternoon?
Yeah, we have to do, and you know, although we scored six in Poland, you know, I'd love to score six again or even more. You just don't know. The important thing is by the time we go to Rimini, we want to be playing off in the final, because for me, every competition you enter, you want to win, and I'll be disappointed if we're not in that final one versus two, because people are going to pay a lot of money to go out there, and eventually, you know, someone needs to lift that trophy, and I want it to be us. So a lot of work to do today against Brera, home and away, and then obviously if we've done what we need to do, then we can travel to Rimini and play off in the final.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us here at Broadhurst Park for the return of the Phoenix Trophy, as FC United and Manchester welcome our Polish friends, AKSV. Having that?
Not really, no. It's adding more Welsh, that, Ben, in fairness.
Well, anyway, it's out of the bag, everyone. Guess who's back? Swampy's back. How are you, firstly? How's things?
Well, I'm actually not too bad. I have to say, the first fixture of the Phoenix Trophy for FC United took place in October of last year, in a balmy 18 degrees in Warsaw, and the return leg here in Manchester in March is a balmy minus 18 in Moston, it's absolutely Baltic.
It is particularly cold. Should say Statoil Paul's with us too. Hello, Paul.
It's more bar than balmy in Broadhurst.
Yeah, it's cold anyway. But at the time of the away game, it was nice, wasn't it? It was a nice break away from the league. And this feels the same this time round in March.
It certainly does. And I tell you what is excellent. It's a big crowd. It's a really good crowd as well. And the players are going to enjoy this afternoon. I mean, the one thing you have to say is that FC should score a lot of goals this afternoon, because they're playing against a team who are a wonderful football club in everything that they do off the pitch, and they play the game at a much lower level than FC United do, in all fairness. But equally, they play with passion and they play with pride, and they enjoy the game. Their kit is wonderful. It's a full black and white kit sponsored by the delightful Fritz Kohler.
One thing I am delighted about is the visiting fans have all gone in the SMRE and they're not standing right below us. Because it will be rather noisy.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are famed for their pyro. They know the rules in the UK, so therefore there's no pyro. They at the away game, they all had sparklers. Mm. And commentating with the sparklers coming right over. Look, I had my scarf on, so basically that just masked everything. But no, it was... look, the amount of work they do in the community, the amount of work they do with refugees from all parts of the world, you know, and the work that they've been doing in the last recent week with the crisis in Ukraine is actually testament to them as a football club. And that's what this tournament's all about, isn't it?
I hope they all got into Malcolm's. I hope they've all had a splendid afternoon so far, and I hope they see a very good match.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I mean, I looked outside and there were some really old school Polish punks out there, and they were looking forward to coming. They were clever. They've said outside as long as they can because they know how warm it was, and now they've probably all got in here. But I think somewhere the reason of about 100 or so fans from Poland are over in this afternoon. I have to say as well, if you haven't been to Warsaw and you like craft ale and you like good food and you love good vegan food as well, it's fantastic. It was a really, really good trip. We were treated absolutely tremendously. And after the game, everything that they accommodated for everybody was absolutely second to none. And hopefully we can replicate that this evening. And everyone can have a really good, enjoyable afternoon. But it's a tournament that's only going to grow and grow, I think, Paul. I think next season,
hopefully without the pandemic, it will be easier next time round.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, the one team that I think everyone was really looking forward to going to was to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And... I think we would have taken maybe 200 or 300, maybe 400 there, but unfortunately, well, they're going to be in the final. They're going to be coming to Rimini, just playing as sort of like the team that didn't play a game, so therefore they have 0 points. But you know, I think it's a tournament that certainly from when we were in Poland was excellent. I know the other teams that have been involved in this tournament have all gone tremendously well as well. So it's going to be a tournament that can build and build. I mean, I know here today. The chair of the league is here this afternoon. Mr. Harris is here, and you know, and I think
he's probably here to make sure we don't televise it.
No, he's a good man. He's a good guy. He's a very good guy, actually, because there'll be a lot of people here this afternoon that don't normally watch football, but have come maybe out of curiosity, but they've come also the fact that you know, it's a European game, and as the teams make their way out on this very, very cold, blustery, yeah, the sun has just come out, afternoon here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United at home to Aksve, and we're about 5 minutes away from kick-off, but everyone's out. It's over the halfway line, slightly left-hand side. FC United kicking towards the SMRE in this first 45 minutes. A 1-2 between Jones, and there's an opportunity now. Is he onside? First time shot comes in, is it? And it's going to trickle in. It is, and Joe Duckworth. Well, he went to the left, he went to the right, he checked back on his left-hand side, and he's hit the ball with his left foot. He completely miskicked it, and it just bobbled and bobbled and bobbled and into the back of the net, and FC United take the lead on 3.5 minutes. Potts to Jones. Jones on the edge of the area. He might have a crack from there. He's looking to set himself. He goes past one, goes past two, plays the ball into Linney. Linney got three players around him. Ennis on the edge of the area. Can he get the shot away? He plays it to Donoghue, but it goes across again. Good goalkeeper this time. Second ball comes in. No, oh, the goalkeeper has just saved it and with his head. And he's saving it again. Oh, this is comedy football gold. The goalkeeper's made two wonder saves. One was point blank range off his face. He didn't know whether to go down and collapse, but he didn't get a chance to, because he had to get up and make another great save. The crowd all cheer him. He's not happy. He knows that hurts. That's a stinger. He says just because a good job it's not a Mitre multiplex from 1984, because that would have left a mark on his face for a week. Jones plays the ball in. Nice ball to Reagan Linney. Linney plays it inside. And he can get the shot away. Can FC make it two? Ooh, is it the crossbar? It was a great effort there from Joe Duckworth. At the edge of the area, the ball's still in the penalty area. Could be a corner to FC United of Manchester. Well, they've kept it in. There's a player down injured for the opposition. But FC Ennis drills it. Goal this time, near post. Well, you've got to say, he's made two world-class saves, and then he's been at the near post. I mean, it is a footballing cliche, isn't it? Oh, he's got beat at the near post. There's loads of goalkeepers that goals that go in at the near post because you've got no chance of saving them. And that was one. FC United, six from the first leg. As FC United in the penalty area, the first time shot comes to Norse. A great finish there. Wonderful finish there from Reagan Linney. Precision. And all of a sudden, the FC supporters set against their own players and start booing them for being 3-0 up in a matter of 26 minutes. Ennis inside. Ennis back again. Norse is good football from FC. Now here's an opportunity to make it four. And they will make it four. And it was a well worked ball through the defence. And the boos ring out once again. And it was. Josh Galloway there with a goal.
Set up by Linney.
As FC United now make it five, can they? They should do. And
keeper's out.
And it is five. Looking for offside. But the assistant referee was so far behind play, he could never give it. As I say, that's fine. Look, we said before the game, it should be between 8 and 10 nil. But it's not about just the football. It's about a lot more than that. Ball at the edge of the penalty area. First time shot comes in. Oh, a great goal. Great finish. Touch and turn there from Reagan Linney. Well, he's having
Linney's hat trick.
He's got a hat trick there, and that ball, it came across everybody. He just turned on the sixpence and he sort of like volleyed it in from about 14 yards out on the far side, and that makes it FC United of Manchester 6, AKS Zvi 0. Opportunity again at the edge of the area with Ennis. I think FC United have decided just to sort of like trying to stop shooting as much because we'll be as prolific in front of goal. He says that as he make it 7. And the boos ring out. I've got a sneaky feeling in the second half there may be quite a lot of encouragement from the SMRE towards our visitors. Were they getting any sight of goal? And Waddicker on the edge of the area, ball chipped in, and there's an onside decision. It's controlled by Baines, and then Baines shot left footed into the back of the net, just too strong. It's a great ball in. Baines now, he'll make it 9, and he does indeed. And he was onside completely, and good finish there. That's what you're going to do, you know, put the ball in the back of the onion bag. Here comes Josh Galloway. Galloway, first time shot. Keeper made a great save, and I made an immensely great second save as well. Because in fairness, he was down before that ball had arrived. He was down, and it bounced perfectly. He gathered it. Picked up by Jonathan Smith. Smith to Donoghue. Donoghue cuts inside, beats his man. Plays a 1-2, little flick there. Nice ball, ball into the area. Opportunity, oh, great save by the goalkeeper again, but the ball on the edge of the area still. First time shot comes in, oh, it's a missed. Third attempt. It makes it 10, and this time it's Jonathan Smith. Here we go. Big number 5. Tips it towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? It's Pellick. Pellick turns inside. Go on, Pellick, son! Oh! He's nearly he got the equaliser.
Poked it over the bar.
He toe-poked it from 10 yards. He did really well. He went round himself 3 times. Went round 2 FC players and then toe-poked it over the bar. Look at that. Lavican's wasting time.
We're in added time now. Final whistle.
That is indeed the final whistle. Oh, that could have been a beautiful end. A beautiful end as the Phoenix Trophy comes to Manchester at FC United of Manchester. Well, a resounding victory, but it's more about the occasion, more about the supporters, more about the comradeship, and more about both of these football clubs in a great tournament. Putting on a show, over 1,200 people here this afternoon of probably about 150 maybe Polish supporters, and some local Polish supporters have been here as well, coming to watch what hopefully will be a fixture over the coming years in this trophy that we can really enjoy.
I think it was all about the occasion more than the goals. It was all about the camaraderie.
Yeah, you're dead right, yes. And we're bringing Quinn in now for the incisive Quinn 10 minutes. The Quinn essential. Ten minutes.
On,
are you having that, Ben? Ben,
are
you having that? The Quinn, Ben. Can you hear us, Ben?
Yes, I can hear you. Well, I'm just untangling wires.
Oh, I see. So you can't talk and untangle a wire.
All right. Okay.
I'm saying it's now for the 10 minutes of the Quinn essential. 10 minutes. I thought it's quite good. That
it's quite good.
The Quinn essential. I think you're going to use that from now on. But more importantly, Ben, I mean, this game's going on now. Well, it's finished, but the supporters are all on the far side of the ground. The SMRE, fantastic. But what are the final scores of today's fixtures, Ben?
Let's get James's thoughts first, and then I'll give you that. We've got loads of time.
No, we haven't. I'm going home.
Oh, OK.
It was more of an occasion, wasn't it, than a contest as such, but a great occasion, very important for FC to have European football here at Broadhurst Park. I wondered if FC might slightly take the foot off the gas, but I suppose players play to the qualities they have, and it's difficult to sort of let up, as it were. And of course, you know, AKS in pre-season playing for a lower level FC after a long, long journey, it was always going to be a challenge for them, wasn't it?
No, you're right. I mean, it's more about the occasion. We know we saw them when you and I were both commentating in October at AKS, and we knew the standard then. We know the standard now. We knew to expect a comprehensive victory. I think, as I was saying to Paul earlier, it's very difficult for a player to turn off the gas, turn off the taps. They just want to go out and play, and sometimes it's more difficult to take your foot off the pedal a little bit based upon the fact that you create injuries. You know, if you just a little bit less in your challenger, blah blah blah, you can get a bit of a niggle. And obviously this was an exercise, a good training exercise against a team that put a great brave performance. You know, it was some magical moments. It could have been absolutely wonderful right at the end when Peltz, he just didn't and couldn't quite get there. The referee's being booed off. He's just giving a yellow card. I can't believe it. The referee's just giving a yellow card to the entire main stand.
And so they're one off a ban, aren't they, the main stand?
Well, to be honest, I've just been banned a long time ago.
Toby Humphreys, nice run out for him in the second half. Young player.
Listen, I mean, the occasion this afternoon is for all players, you know, for the young players of FC United, for the AKS players as well. It's been wonderful. Neil's just used it, and quite right, he's used it as a good training session. And why wouldn't you? You know, get out there, play your 90 minutes. He wants to win the tournament. I think we are the strongest team in this tournament. I mean, might be a sturder test in Milan in a month or so. But we want to go out there. It's nice to see that the chair of AKS is making sure that her white trainers are kept clean as she walks off the muddy surface. But it's about what's going on off the pitch, on the pitch, and indeed, you know, the way we can interact in football, and the way we can work, and football can be for the betterment of everybody, and especially, you know, I mean, what's going on in the world at the moment. It's pleasing to know that. I mean, and again, the Warsaw supporters here and the Warsaw club, this group of supporters and these people are truly people of solidarity and do huge amounts of work in the communities that they serve. We know they've done a great deal of work already in the last week or so with the refugees of Ukraine, and they don't differentiate between colour, creed, religion. They are people that want to work with everybody, and it's testament to them.
I was on the stream. I was sharing commentary with Thomas Malinowski, injured player. You'll remember he played in the other game, midfielder, but he was unable to play today. But he was saying that in the division they're in, they have most supporters, you know, they're like a family, and we witnessed their support in Warsaw. It was extraordinary, the volume, the passion, the relentlessness.
You know, they're a club built upon principle, a club built upon helping, and a club built upon improving relations and trying to work with everybody, really. We show friendship, comradeship here with the FC supporters, and tonight and the rest of the evening is going to probably be quite enjoyable for a lot of people. There'll be a lot of beer consumed and a lot of memories made tonight, and hopefully, you know, this is a tournament which is in its infancy. We can, you know, move forward, and these founding clubs of this tournament can play a part in for the betterment of football over the coming years. So it's in that respect, it's fantastic.
Number 19, just going off there, Swampy Jedinek, is a musician. He commentated with us in Warsaw. He's a musician. He was
injured then.
And so he can maybe tinkle the ivories, and we can have a piano karaoke tonight. Maybe not.
A North Manchester piano karaoke. Well, that could be interesting. Yeah. Well, you had to send the word out now. Can someone go and find us a piano? And that'll only take about 20 minutes. I'm sure it can be found. But no, it's been great. You know, it's just nice. You know, it's good that we can do these things. There's not many clubs. I mean, there are a number of clubs around the UK that have a philosophy and an understanding. And but, you know, we're a Northern Premier League club, and we're able to do this, work with other organisations, work with other football clubs. And as I say, it's a lot more than just football. It's about, and the reasons why we're involved in it is because of what we are as a club, and indeed what they are as a club. And, you know, we'll get out to Milan and we'll be at the kind of similar reception. Got a feeling it might be a tad warmer. We might not need these jackets, James.
In April in Milan, we would hope not.
If it is, I'm not going. I tell you, it's because it has been very cold here this afternoon.
Neil, 16-1 on aggregate. Are you that satisfied with that, or would you like more from the team?
I would like more. I didn't want to concede in Warsaw, but it's a joke aside. There's been games this season that you're looking at 10-0. We put six past Scarborough. You know, we make chances each week, and we've taken them. You know, you can all beat what's in front of you, but today, was it about football? Was it about the occasion? I just think the occasion's been overwhelming. I'm stood there and watching the fans now, watching two sets of fans come together, and if someone tells me that there isn't a place for fan-owned football in the game, then you're crackers, because this is what it is certainly all about.
Yeah, it was a special occasion.
It was wonderful. I mean, we were all lucky enough to be in, as I say, in Warsaw. We know the reception we got from their supporters, and a lot of them have been able to get over here this afternoon, and they'll have a nice weekend. And you say, yeah, it's a run out. The players, we know it's not in the nature to players to slow the game down or change anything, because, you know, we were just saying there, equally, if that happens, you can actually get injured a little bit more because you're not doing your normal 90-minute routine. But good performance from players, some good goals, some good comedy moments, especially of overhead kicks from centre-halves that shouldn't be in that position, and Doddy deciding to let the ball roll through his legs and then falling over outside the area. But, you know, as you rightly say, it is certainly more than the game. It's the occasion. It's what it represents, and this tournament itself represents going forward.
And that's to me, to have the opportunity to be involved in the Phoenix Trophy and being able to lead the side into Europe is something I've got to pinch myself, and I still have to do. You know, and when I've been telling people this week, people have been asking who we're playing, and I'm saying, you know, AKS from Warsaw in the Phoenix. You know, some people just can't believe it. You know, you're talking about non-league clubs and competing, you know, over Europe, which is so special. But, you know, I thought today I will pay particular attention. You know, I thought we scored some great goals. I thought we moved the ball well. But, you know, and I was impressed with them as well. You know, they gave everything. All right, they're not to our standard, you know, but they didn't give up on it. And, you know, they played the part in a special occasion today.
And it did give players an opportunity to, you know, without overly showboating, but to show their skills, more relaxed. And there was a lot of really skillful interplay going on between the players.
There was, you know, like I said, some great goals. But for me, to get Vlad's minutes as well, like to Taylor and Duckworth, Potts getting minutes, it's been important. And this is, you know, ask the lads, would they rather train or would they rather play? And, you know, they want to play. And it's a friendly competition. It's a competition that we've set out to win. All right, we'll score goals. We'll enjoy scoring goals. There's been games this season that we haven't scored and we haven't converted chances. And today we converted the chances. So I'm looking forward to now, you know, getting together with both sets of fans and players and, you know, having a good night together. I think this will be, you know, we can remember Warsaw. Well, we can remember parts of it, but I think it'll be a really good occasion now. Yeah, and,
some of us were sensible that night, weren't we, James? Some of us were more sensible than others. Yeah.
We had a good example.
We did. Yeah, because we want to get notes next morning, showing exactly how professional you can be on the radio, and then next morning still get up and be professional.
Yeah. Swampy, well, you've only got one night because you missed this first night. You've got to make the most of having
yourself. Good point. Yeah. Well, that's what, you've got five passports now, haven't you? So you're just all in different pockets, just in case.
All stamped.
And would it be bit serious to think about Nantwich then?
No,
very tough game coming up.
Do you know the result?
I don't. I know they've won.
Yeah, they've. Well, Whitby have been beaten by Nantwich by 1-0, and Stafford drew. So
I'd say it's still on.
It's still on. Bad an afternoon. That.
It's still on, and I'm going to keep believing until someone tells us it's not. So many twists and turns today, and listen, there'll be more.
I'm wondering at the end of the season. What sort of team are they to play against?
They're good. They've really come to the last 4 or 5 weeks. They've had a lot of injuries. There were a lot of people out, but we Chaddy went to go and watch them in midweek. It won't be easy. And, you know, they beat us here. Cockerline scored, and there's no easy games. And they'll have the tails up now. And Whitby are a good side. So.
And they've dropped off a little bit. But, again, they're a footballing team. So we can expect next Saturday. a decent game of football and hopefully the right results.
You know, this aside, we need 20 points out of 24 to give ourselves any chance of getting in, and that's with, you know, we're hoping on people doing us favours. But, you know, it was nice to take a breather from the league today. You know, it was tough last week, conceded last minute. It was tough against Warrington. Nice to score some goals today. Nice to play pressure-free. You know, a little bit pressure-free, and for the lads as well. And I think, you know, we're going to have a good time tonight. We'll train hard this week, like we always do. And, you know, we'll get ready for Nantwich. But before now and then, as I think there's a lot of memories to be created, and, you know, a lot of shoulders to go and rub in there and celebrate together. You know, if people are listening at home or even the radio on the way home, to get in 1,255 fans today, paying for this occasion, just shows everything about this football club. It's incredible, and I just want to say a big thank you, because, you know, it goes a long way. It absolutely does. And, you know, when it's your club, you know, and the fans club, and they get right behind it, this is what it means. And the atmosphere I've heard today, just in the main stand down there, it makes you proud to manage the club. So thanks to everybody, and hopefully go and get your plane tickets booked for Milan, and we'll see you there.
Thank you, Neil.
Cheers.
Thanks, Neil. Well, that's it for FC Live. Just to let you know the full-time scores from elsewhere, because it has been a decent afternoon. Bamber Bridge, that's probably them. Famous last words. I mean, they are 2 points behind us with two games in hand, but they have suffered a 4-0 home defeat to Buxton this afternoon. So a big result that for Buxton. It did finish Stafford Rangers 1, South Shields 1. So Stafford Rangers got two more games in hand over FC. They're 2 points behind us at the moment. But Whitby Town started the day with two games in hand. They've now got one game in hand, and they haven't moved any points away from us, because it's finished Nantwich Town 1, Whitby Town 0. And also, Grantham Town have beat Morpeth 3-2. So I think that's probably Morpeth.
Well, we said that, didn't we, before kick-off, depending on today's result, Morpeth could be or not be, and I don't think they will be.
And the interesting thing is they've got Warrington on Tuesday, one of Warrington's games in hand. It'll be interesting to see what the reaction is at Craig Park on Tuesday night.
Indeed.
Fingers crossed anyway. Good luck, Morpeth, on Tuesday. Well. Swampy, it's been great having you back. We'll hear you again
on Saturday,
for away at Nantwich. James, big thank you. Fingers crossed this stream goes out. I've been assured it will, but we'll wait and see. Join us for Women's Team Live. We'll be back here tomorrow for FC United against Durham Sestria. Join us from just before 2 o'clock. But big thank you to Swampert. Big thank you to Stato Paul. Big thank you to James. Big thank you to our Polish colleague,
Tomasz Malinowski.
And a big thank you to our other colleague, Woodzo, for joining us too. But we're going to go now. We'll see you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. Let's have some more post-match reaction now. Here's the radio's man of the match, Michael Donoghue, speaking to Will.
So, Donoghue, thanks for speaking to us. FC Radio man of the match today, so congratulations. And it was a 10-0 scoreline. I mean, it's great to get the victory, but it's about so much more than that, isn't it, with the occasion and obviously what everything the competition stands for, and the fans that AKS have brought over as well.
Yeah, like I say, it's not about the game today, it's about the occasion. We're all going to, you know, go out of their team and lads out tonight, you know, make them feel welcome in Manchester. All their fans didn't stop singing all game, and it's brilliant to see the two fans come together and enjoy a good game of football.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, looking back on, we took fans over to Poland. We think we took about 150. They brought a massive amount of fans as well. And obviously, we've come together, especially in light of recent events in Ukraine and things like that. It's great just to have two European countries, really, and the fans just all come together and celebrate everything.
Yeah, obviously, with everything that's going on, politics-wise, I don't go too much, but you can see, like, two countries come together and support each other. And obviously, singing a few songs there, which I won't repeat the words of, but it's the Manchester lot are joining in as well. It's great to see.
And just a bit about the Phoenix Trophy as a whole, I guess, in general, in terms of what the competition stands for, two fan-owned football clubs. I mean, it's great for us to be involved in it, isn't it, really? And we've had a good start so far as well.
Yeah, like I said, it's more about football, this competition. We love going over to Poland, and they made us feel welcome there. Hopefully they love coming here, and we'll make them feel welcome today, the rest of tonight, and tomorrow for the duration of their trip here. So it's more about football.
Thank you, Donners, and congratulations.
FC Live's man of the match, Michael Donoghue, speaking after Saturday's win. Also following the full-time whistle, Tim caught up with AKS chair Carolina Zumska to hear how she found the occasion in Manchester.
How have you found England so far?
Good afternoon. England is amazing for us. I already feel at home. All the fans and everyone in the club gave us a really warm welcome, and the hospitality is really breathtaking. So actually, for us, it's a dream come true. Even if we lost 10-0, we are still overwhelmed with everything that happened here. So, and we still have an after party coming. So, This is really amazing, and I truly love it.
Yeah, I mean, the Phoenix Trophy is about friendship. I mean, that's a, you know, that's the most important part of it, and I think we've seen that on the terraces today, haven't we?
Yes, all the fans gathered together. Like, we got over 60 fans traveling with us from Warsaw and from other cities in Poland, and also from other cities in England as well. We have some friends from London coming today, so it's really amazing that we all gather together at the stands. They all cheer for both teams, so it's really warm atmosphere and truly amazing.
Yeah, and the attendance as well. I mean, it was over 1,200 people here.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I haven't asked yet. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was 1,255.
Wow.
All paying to get in as well.
Oh, my gosh. So this really, you know, it's so amazing. For us, it's like, you know, when we created our club, FC United of Manchester was our role model. So now being here and playing their team, it's like, you know, sky is the limit.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, it's the only part way through the event today. Obviously, we've got a party now for the rest of the evening. So thank you once again and congratulations.
Thank you. And we'll see you soon.
AKS Chair Karolina Zumska there speaking to Tim, and we'll be hopefully catching up again with the Polish club during the Phoenix Trophy finals later in the season. Next up for the Reds, there will be that tough away trip back in the league at Nantwich Town this Saturday. Kickoff this weekend will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. To the women's team now, and FC United return to Broadhurst Park on Sunday to take on Durham Cestra. To hear how FC got on, it's over to Ben and Paul.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. And you join us here this time on a sunny Sunday afternoon in North Manchester as FC United are taking on Durham Cestria in the Women's National League Division 1 North. It's the return of Women's Team Live, and it's a big return as well. And a welcome back to Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
You went to Liverpool, and confusingly, you went to Liverpool to watch Chorley against FC United.
Yeah, some people didn't quite understand that when I talked about being on Merseyside, but we got there.
How was last Sunday? A credible 1-0 draw?
It was credible, yeah. I think Chorley probably had more chances in the game, but we scored after 26 seconds, which was an incredible start. And we had high hopes in the early stages that we might grab another away win, but they wrested the game back from us, and obviously, inevitably, Chloe Ainsworth was one of the stars on the day. But, it was a decent point, I think.
And we should also send our best to Jordan Bailey, who picked up a nasty injury during the game.
That was a very unfortunate collision. I don't think it was a foul, but let's hope she gets well soon.
Well, both teams now out onto the pitch. So how important is this game? Because we really are in the closing stages of the season now.
I think it's very important. I've had a look through our results this season, and 11 times, we've played 21 games, 11 times we've given the opposition a two-goal lead. And that's a really bad habit that we've got to break. And this afternoon is a good opportunity to see if we've learnt some of the lessons from what's happened earlier in the season.
I believe Chelsea Patient had a very good game last weekend.
Yes, she was very solid at the back. She has got a hands full this afternoon. Jordan Atkinson, the striker for Durham Cestria, I think she scored 21 in 19 games. So obviously a lot of the goals has come through Atkinson up front.
Well, FC United wearing red, white and black, and Durham Cestria wearing all blue. Obviously, we're back here after yesterday's action in the Phoenix Trophy. Did you have a good afternoon yesterday against...
It was very enjoyable. I just feel sorry that the Poles didn't manage to score.
And they nearly did at the end, didn't they?
And some of them are here this afternoon.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
To watch a bit more football, which is really nice. They're obviously very, very drawn to Broadhurst Park now.
Well, I believe it was a good night. A good night was had by all yesterday. So hopefully... They've enjoyed themselves.
A good night was regretted by all.
Yeah, and hopefully they're enjoying themselves today. But FC United currently line eighth in the league table, 6 points clear of the relegation places, and we've played the same number of games now as Chester Street, so
that's a bit better, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we've got there's say two sides at the top who are in their own strata, aren't they? And then you've got the middle bunch, and then you've got the teams at the very bottom who are struggling to stay up. And I think we're just out of reach of the bottom pile.
Well, we're 3 points behind Durham Sestier in the league table, and they're sitting in fourth. Quite a carrot for this game, and we're about to get this game underway. So let's hand over to our expert commentary team of Stato Paul and me. It's now with Donald. Donald chips the ball in. It's a good ball, brought down well. This is going to be... Oh, it hits the post. Oh, my goodness, it was a let-off. Nicholson crosses this ball in. It's not done yet. Oh, and in on the back post. Well, it's a free kick to Durham.
Let's hope we don't regret that.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say it's about 20 yards inside FC's half, a couple of yards in from the touchline on this main stand side. Jennifer Knowles to take. In it comes. That's a great ball in. A wonderful ball. One bounce, and it's into the net.
We've seen this before,
yes,
somewhere,
haven't
we?
And on 41 minutes, it was a good ball in, but you really have to deal with it. You have to get something on it. And FC United were hesitant. And Byrne now moving forward, just inside Durham's half. That's a great through ball down this right-hand side for Crosthwaite to get onto on the right-hand side of the penalty area. Cross comes in. This is going to be 3-0. And there's Atkinson to tap it in.
And I reckon that's a hat-trick.
From 6 yards out, 2 minutes into the second half. Knowles with this free kick. In it comes. It's the edge of the six-yard box. And, well, it's gone in, hasn't it? Has it gone in? Or is it, yes, it's a goal. Well, I'm sorry for the poor commentary there, but I was watching that and I thought, well, is that a handball? Is that a foul? But it was scrambled in. It just made its way gently over the line, and it's now 4-0. And here come Durham on the counter. Long ball play forward, and Marsh having to deal with it. Goalkeeper's committed, and this is the fifth.
An absolute present of a goal.
It's the fifth goal conceded by FC United this afternoon. And, well, it was just when we thought FC United were about to get back into it. Durham counter. The ball's at the edge of our penalty area. Marsh deals with it, but in doing so, Ainsworth's already committed. She's out of position, and it's a gift. And on 79 minutes, it's now 5-0 to the visitors. And that is full time here at Broadhurst Park, and it has finished SC United and Manchester 0, Durham Sestria 5, Jordan Atkinson with a hat trick, and goals as well from Donald and from Met. And it's been not the best of afternoons, Paul. It's just not got going for FC United. And individually, every single player on that pitch wearing a red shirt has put in, I think I've said this before, no one's played a particularly bad game. It's just structurally,
but as a team,
it's just not worked. And Durham they've pressed well. They've been structured well. And for FC United, when the ball gets towards Durham's defence this afternoon, the move has just dissolved. It's just not worked out for them at all.
They've had the cohesion and the passing that we've not had. We've given the ball away too cheaply too often. And it's a recurring theme, I'm afraid. And lots of work on the training ground required.
Is it a case now, Paul, with, because there's only a few games left of the season, is it now a case of just seeing what works and then just getting ourselves to pre-season again and starting again?
Yeah, I think it's like a lessons learned kind of scenario this season.
Because it was always going to be tricky this year, wasn't it? Because you're coming against... I mean, we always said when we played Liverpool Feds, didn't we, in the FA Cup, we were saying you could tell the difference, the gap.
Yeah,
and when we played Chester Street, you know, you could see the gap, and that was a couple of years ago. And now we're at this level where we're playing that gap week in, week out, and you know,
we knew it was going to be a big step up, and it's proven to be a big step up, and we've brought some new players in. Some of the players have bedded in well. Some have struggled. It's a very difficult gig this division, and. I'm sure Tom knew it was going to be hard at the start. We've had injuries that have disrupted the side. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you mentioned tough gigs. Here's a tough gig for you. James, the assistant manager, joins us now. Hello, James. How are you?
How's it going? You all right?
Not too bad. So What's your thoughts after that? I mean, it looked like we just came across a Durham Cheshire side who really pressed us, and we didn't really have much of a chance, in all fairness.
Yeah, it's a tough one because we got the ball into the final third, which is we've had issues with in the last few weeks, but we just didn't do anything with it when we were there. Like, I think you might have heard me shouting, we lacked a bit of killer instinct. Like, the amount of times we got it on the edge of the 18, we didn't shoot, or we didn't even try and put the ball in the box. I was like, just be direct at some points.
I mean, Paul mentioned the fact we have chopped and changed a lot this season, and there it was evident. I mean, every time we got to the final third, it just dissolved the move we created to that point.
Yeah.
And is that because we're just...
I think so. We've been struggling with fitness. Like, you look at Kirsty Chambers today, she realistically we shouldn't even have played it today. Like, our quad's completely, like, it's not in good shape. We are picking up injuries every week. And listen, for me though, I think players who have come in today, I think Ellie Kelly were really good. Mm-hmm. Like, she's really consistent, one of our better players. But like I say, we're trying to build partnerships, but when you're building partnerships with people and then people are getting injured constantly, it's hard to get that consistency, isn't it?
Well, we were saying, because often we'll say, oh, it's a young side, but actually the two players who were showing the most passion, the most trying to win that ball back, was Kelly and was Rigby when she came on. Yeah. And the pair of them were trying to drive it. Yeah. I mean, that does bode well if we can...
Yeah, it's one end today. I think nothing really went our way today. You don't want to moan about it and stuff like that, but for me, I never want to call players out, but there's a lot of individual errors out there today. If we look at the goals, I think...
Well, I mentioned it was decision-making, yeah, wasn't it? That was the
thing. Yeah, it's a tough one. People are at fault today. Like, and I've said to some of the girls, and I said, let's analyse, let's not beat ourselves up, but let's reflect properly and say, what could we all have done differently today? Because we were getting the ball. You might have seen at the end, I left four players forward. Like, we were trying to go for
four
it.
4-2 at one point.
We could have had six players on one, but we probably wouldn't have put the ball in net today. It was one of them days.
Well, we said, just to reaffirm, you know, a point we made, that no one's had a particularly bad game. It's just, as a unit, it's just not worked. And there's a couple of occasions where we stringed one down here, one pass all the way, and then the cross comes in, and then the move just breaks down. Yeah. And it's like, well...
Great football, yeah, up until the outside the area, and then nothing happens. Like.
So we've got Durham again, haven't we, in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned, you know, the walking wounded and such. A competitive couple of weeks in training. Are you hoping for a reaction after this today?
Oh, 100%. Like, to be fair, we train well this week. We actually have, like, and we've seen bits of what we've been working on in the training come through. But... there's still a lot of work to do. Like, there's a lot of partnerships, and I think one of the main things is there's work to do with the mentality of the team. Like, at the minute, we're a team where if a team scores two against us, it seems to capitulate and just fall apart. And at this level, like, you can come back and you can be 4-0 down and come back and win a game. Like, it's that easy. But for us at the minute, it seems to be heads drop, and it's very difficult to dig people out. So we've got some work to do in that area.
And we did say, in previous years, we played in the FA Cup against teams at this level. We're doing it now week in, week out. Mm-hmm. It is a learning curve.
Yeah.
There's only a few games left of the season. It's about taking those learnings now and making sure we stay relatively safe and then build on to pre-season and next year.
The target for us now is obviously stay in the league and rebuild. If you look for our pre-season this year, we had about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to really recruit players in time. We didn't get to do a proper pre-season. We didn't get to do a proper camp. It was all very rushed, last minute, let's go. And then a bit of an eye-opener against Newcastle there, going, welcome to the National League. Like, it was a tough one, whereas we've built into it. We've learnt a lot. And for us now, it's finish the season as strong as possible and rebuild ready for next year.
Well, James, I was a bit downhearted after that. But after that interview, I feel a bit more upbeat. So well done. You've done a good job there. Thank you, James, for joining us, and all the best at training this week.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, thank you very much. Well, we're gonna go now because we need to. But that was James Mulverhill there, the assistant manager of FC United, and we'll be back on Saturday live from Nantwich Town as FC United take on Nantwich in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, and we'll be bringing you full coverage from 2:30 next Saturday from the Weaver Stadium. A big thank you to Paul.
Cheers.
It's been apart from this result today, it's been an enjoyable weekend. We had a nice time yesterday. I've enjoyed all the editing I've had to do over the last 24 hours.
the highlight, the full, I keep saying highlights, it's the full match. You can watch it now on YouTube. Head over to the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel. But we're going to go now. We'll see you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Women's team live there from Sunday. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening. And from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.